cherubim shine forth. You dwell between the cherubim shine forth. You dwell between the cherubim shine forth. You dwell between the cherubim shine forth.
We give God praise. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, my Father. Oh, my Hastapedi Hastatabehi. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of us are scared of Corona? Coronavirus. COVID-19. Is that a Spanish name or something? They give me. At least I only think so. Amen. You have nothing. Amen. You have nothing to be scared about. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says 1,000 shall fall on your side and 10,000 at your right hand. But what shall come near you? Do you believe me, somebody? You have to believe me. We've been preaching the word to you for a while now. You have to believe me. 1,000 shall come at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. But what will happen to you?
Nothing,
right? Not even one thing. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. That is the word concerning this situation. Amen. Amen. And I should just leave it like that. But I know some people are still like, yes, we know. But at least what you have. Amen. But you know that there are more people who die from common flu in the world. And I'm dying from this. This is also a strain of flu as well. It's just because it's new. Do you get? Out of every 100 people that have it, only about 3 or 3.5% die. We don't want anybody to die. And it's older age as well. So when your immune system is weaker. So with a little bit of understanding, just be encouraged. It's not the end of your world. Not even close. You see this world called eternal life, we are not even started. So what is the me end? It's not possible. Amen.
Amen.
As God dealt with some fear, it's not going to come near your dwelling. Praise the name of the Lord. And just like to avoid flu, you wash your hands. You know, stay sanitary, like Femi said, all the time. It's not just because you're washing your hands, be clean, you know. Yeah, praise God. You know all the extra stuff we have. I just thought I need to deal with that thing because it's everywhere. Everywhere you go on the news, it's there. Everybody's panicking everywhere at work. They say there's no more toilet paper at the store anymore. I don't understand.
Good.
Yeah, the shelves are clear. I don't know how it's going to help solve the problem. I don't understand. Apocalypse. They have tissue will save them. It confuses me, honestly. I don't get it. Are you seeing the state of man? The state of the world. And I wasn't, I had to go get shopping for the children for Saturday, the stuff that we need. And I went to the superstore, and lo and behold, really, the shops, I don't want a joke. Right, where to buy plastic cups and stuff? It's the same. Where there's toilet paper and all those things. It's empty.
What's the tissue?
I don't understand. At noon, and I heard that the stores, they stock at 10 a.m., 9, 10. So between 9, 10 and noon, the shelf was empty.
People should be at work, you know?
I wonder.
There's so much rice and beans there.
Imagine. I heard New York City, they have their own branded hand sanitizer. Branded, they made their own. It looks like the ones that people are making is not good enough. They have to, it's not concentrated. Are you saying these are the people that we call the wise men of this world? Are you saying how foolish they are? They are scared. When fear enter, they become so foolish. They think they are wise. Tell you to humble yourself under the almighty hand of God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. May God drive fear from our lives in Jesus' name. You know, fear causes you to generate work, unnecessary things to do. I spent throughout this week at work. We were just generating unnecessary things to do. Useless things. Out of fear. No. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It will never come near your dwelling. And if you wish to pray, pray about it. If you want to pray for your family members, or if you feel you are concerned, just pray about it and let it be. The word of God is your strength. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Are we ready for the word?
Yes.
Let's go to Isaiah chapter 60. Just have to talk about that. So I'm not talking Isaiah chapter 60, and people's minds are thinking about COVID. and I should not fear once that people will not come for meeting because you are concerned about COVID. let me not be once
mentioned.
I'm going to pick up quickly from one of Pastor Femi's prayers, and it will guide us into even the message tonight. Isaiah chapter 60. The Bible says, "Arise, shine." So get up, grow up, be raised up, for so you can shine. Amen. And what causes you to be raised up? Your light. Thy word is a light unto my path. Amen. And a lamp unto my feet. So that's what causes your what? Your growing up. Amen. And then the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Now, God now wanted to make sure that it's very clear to the people who are hearing this word to understand that the season of this thing actually coming to pass in a generation is in a certain kind of time. So God wanted to also give a prophecy of the time of when men will begin to arise and men will begin to shine. The glory of the Lord will begin to come upon men. The season that it happens. Now this is the season. Verse 2. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth. Amen. And gross darkness, the people. But what shall happen to you? But the Lord shall arise upon. The Lord shall arise upon. And his glory shall be seen upon thee. So the same generation or the same seasons where darkness covers the earth and gross darkness upon the people. That's the same time God will now start that his work of great light. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes the reason why God has to show us, put these prophecies, he knows everything about how man is going and everything like that. But also, he allows it so that your heart can rest on this mountain. You get? Rest on the mountain of revelation, of teaching. Because you know you are seeing your world darkness. Then you look at this scripture and say, okay, so what should I be doing, oh God, given that this is a dark time? Let me go for my light. It means that there's light that has come. Let me go and find it. Where is the light? Begin to go. Where is the light? You begin to search for the places where this light is. Because it's the season of light. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember, you know, as I started, when I started this journey, when me and my brother, we started about the same time. Amen. I realized that heaven was arranging my life, Holy Ghost. You know, I lost my phone 3 times and I had to change my number 3 times. It was Holy Ghost who did it to break some French. You know, some people that you're already friends, so you don't just know. You know that they are not really, you get. So God will make me lose my phone. I won't tell you, I have to change the number. So I can start my prayer. I now have the opportunity when I have a new phone to only put the numbers. I know that funny when someone sends you a text, I don't know who it is. I say, who is this? That person will know that this boy is not like that's the best way to send the signal, you know. I'm not there anymore. Amen. But I knew God was leading me to lose some relationships because I was building something. But I was always wondering, but my God, I was like, God, this thing is difficult to, that I'm losing so much. This is when God began to teach me. Focus on what you are gaining, not what you are losing. Amen. I know it's hard in this season to take your eye away from the darkness in this world, but don't focus on it. If you focus on the darkness on this world, the thing can almost swallow you up. Focus on what you are gaining, not what you are losing. Then all of a sudden, when my mindset changed, I knew the day my mindset changed, it's my wonderful brother from Winnipeg, Mukuri, was coming to my house. And from far away, I just heard someone laughing. I don't think it that day, maybe that season he used to work in Lloyd Minister in Alberta. So I'm not so sure if he told me he was coming. But from far, I just heard someone laughing, just coming in as though it's his house. I was totally okay with it, but it just dawned on me that I may have lost some friends, but I've gained a brother. I've gained somebody. If I go to Winnipeg now, I don't need to be hustling of what should I do. You get? I've gained men who will almost lay down their life for me. Then I now began to say, wow, so I actually lost some things, and it was painful, but I gained more. Those other ones, they remember that song, the Nigerian song. Yeah, say very old song. Say when money come your way, everybody is coming your way. When money leave, everybody busybody. Everybody is leaving you. When you are rich, everybody wants to be your friend. But when you are poor, all those friends that you thought were your friends, they run away. And really, they will take over. But in the season of eternal life, I found that in good times and in bad times, I have friends who have stayed with me. did not take cover. Then I really, when you meditate on those things, you're like, wow, I've actually gained a lot more than I've ever lost.
Wow.
Femi, I love you, sir. Do you know one Femi is worth like 20? The other one. Praise
like
God. Season of great darkness, gross darkness over the people, that the Lord shall arise upon thee and his glory shall be seen on thee. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, if us are happy to be in the house tonight. Yes? Amen. I'm happy.
I'm happy.
Ah. What happened? Can we help? Praise God. Alright, let's move forward. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So are you seeing how this is actually a great time of blessing? Amen? It's actually a great time if you can see this thing. You will see that, what is this time? This is actually a great time of potential blessing for any believer who is looking to seek God more. Because God has, we are seeing in this world, that darkness covers the earth, as the Bible says, and gross darkness the people. It means that the prince of this world has opened his wings full. That's why darkness is covering the earth and not gross darkness the people. But it means that at the same time, our Father has also opened up his wings for us. Amen.
Amen.
How many of us know that God is merciful? So if the Bible, if Satan is trying to increase darkness, would God just fold his hand and be looking? A merciful God too, he also create a provision. And this is what he's saying here in Isaiah chapter 60. That a provision has been made for every one of us if we seek to take it, even in this dark world, even in the world where things that are unlawful are becoming lawful, men having unnatural relations with other men, Romans chapter 1. Are becoming what? Unlawful. That thing is, the Bible calls it an abomination. In fact, that was the first time they used that statement in the Bible. I'm just using Bible terminology. Amen. That was Sodom and Gomorrah. But God is saying that in this season where it seems that men are moving backward, mercy, there's something called the merciful Father. The high priest who is merciful. So, no understanding this merciful Father makes me know that in a time and age where it seems that our generation darkness is prevailing, it also means that God must be making provision for me to come into greater light. And that is exactly what he is saying here in Isaiah chapter 60. He's prophesying of our generation, of what is coming. He has already prophesied what we are facing. Does that not give you solace? that in since Isaiah, God has seen what is coming. And he has made what? Provision for you. What is the provision? Your light has come. The revelation of light has come. And who is that light? Christ. Let's see John chapter 1. This is awesome. John chapter 1. I think we are going to enjoy today. Amen. Who knows where I'm going? I need some. Yeah, 6, 7. Okay, let's just start from verse 1. I love that just. Let's just start. We might as well just enter it. Because he also explains who that light is. Okay, so stay with me. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. Do you know they are talking about just one person in that all 6 verses? So the Word is life, and the Word is light. Amen. And look at, let's see verse 3. What happened with verse 3? All things were made by who? Who? The light, the Word. So when we're engaging revelation of the Word, we're actually engaging creative powers. We are engaging the powers of creation. I don't know if you get me. Because all things were made by him. God who collects those things that be not as though they were. Amen. So it doesn't matter how bad your situation is. God who collects those things that be not as though they were. How does he do it? By the creative powers called the Word. Amen. We don't know what we are touching when we are touching these scriptures. We don't know. Let's see Hebrews chapter 1. Praise the name of the Lord. How many of us have heard of the Pandora's box? I've never watched some movies. Pandora box. If you touch it, you don't know what you're going to unleash. That kind of concept. Amen. Who is there? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3.
God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the Father by the prophets, hath in this last day spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of his things, of all things, by whom also he made the world. Who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power.
Wait, thank you, sir.
By him,
thank you, sir. Yeah. Upholding what?
All things.
By what?
The word of his power.
Come. So Jesus can just be seated. He's upholding all things. Word. Amen. Meaning there's a wisdom in the world for all things. God who collects those things that be not as though they were. Sometimes, don't you just look at your life and just be, oh God, if you can just help do this, do that. If I need, show me your power. Do you know where the power is? The word of his
power.
The word of his
power.
So where is his power? Word. When you are opening things, you are activating powers. Amen. You know, if not for these powers, some of you will not be here with me today. You'd have since left. Brother James wants to talk. You don't have to talk some things. It's not because of me. Some powers are being activated and they are working on your soul. See, after that time, I'll make a new covenant with them. I'll write my laws upon their hearts and upon their minds. It's not me. Amen. It's not Reverend K. It's powers that God chose him as a servant to open up powers so they can activate. These powers are for you. These are the powers that Isaiah chapter 60 was talking about. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. It means that when power comes, you stand up. You arise. Amen. It will take power to get someone from the grave. You know, we're all in the grave. All lost in the grave. It will take power to get you to stand up from the grave. Resurrection power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can I sit down back? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So John chapter 1, verse 5, it says, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. So you are made by the word. It means that you're also made for the word. So you should be a hearer of what? The word. Amen.
Amen.
So, nobody is not going to tell me, yeah, word. People should go and do some active things. Men are made from the word. The word created me, made me for himself, for the word. So the best worship you can give back to God is to what? To obey the word, to be a hearer and a doer of his word. How do I know? For the Father seeketh such. He's looking for worshippers who worship him in? Sanctify them, O God, by thy word. Thy word is? So, a hearer of the word is a worshipper. Then also, a doer of the word is also a worshipper. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, please, go ahead.
So as you are hearing the word right,
yes.
The goal is to become a doer.
Yes.
Because sometimes you find that there's a gap between the hearing and the doing.
Hey.
So what is the way that we can bridge that gap? Because in our heart we desire to do it.
Yes.
So we'll just be hearing. But how do you come to that place of actually gaining strength
to do? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Let's see John chapter 15. From promised one. I am the... Go ahead.
And my father is the husband man. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he
purgeth.
He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit on itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing.
So he talked. So he first he started with how to this scripture. As he read that thing, he ended with doing. But he first started with hearing. So I am the true vine. The Father is the husband. Every branch in me, when you are a branch in him, means you are hearing him. You are getting your fluid from him. And just by getting your fluid from him, you are clean already. That's verse 3. I don't know if you get me.
Yeah.
Amen. He says, what makes you clean? Now ye are clean through us, the word which I have spoken. So just being a hearer of the word only. Just being a hearer of the word only is a cleanser for your soul. It washes. It washes. It washes. It washes. It washes. It washes every time you are dwelling in the presence of hearing. What is going on? Cleansing is happening. But there's something called cleansing and there's another one called purging. Amen. The cleansing will be leading you to purging and then eventually it will lead you to doing, bearing fruit is doing. I don't know if you get me. Well, all I'm saying is that hearing and hearing and hearing, as long as it's mixed with faith, meaning hunger and thirst, if you keep in that rate, if you keep in that dimension, and you are allowing it to make change in your heart, you first do in your heart before you actually do physically.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the doing in your heart is you are giving in to what you are hearing. So a time will come where your heart will be so meek, so submitted to what you have heard, that you cannot but, do what, for as a man thinketh in his heart. Amen.
Amen.
So when all your heart is full of content of what you have been hearing, because you know, many, the problem really is that heart has been resisting, or heart has a tendency to resist what it is hearing. That's really where the problem is. So sometimes we have some things that as the thing is flowing like this, our heart gate is sieving the flow. It's not giving in to the flow of what is coming fully. So that's why you are slow. That's what makes a man slower in doing and bearing fruit. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let me tell you, Christianity and spirituality is a heart matter. Can we say that?
Christianity and spirituality is a heart matter.
If your heart is right, you will fly, you will go far. God is always looking for hearts. When God was looking at David and all his brothers, God was smelling. He told Samuel, God does not look at the outward appearance, the stature. Samuel will say, hey, look at this one. Man, see the shoulder, the thing is packed. Yes, this is the reason why God must have brought me to this house. You know, I am seeing it now. Look at the sample, 7 of them. Woo! Amen. But somebody is looking for hearts. All those big men, like they were all those 7 boys are almost like Saul, I believe. Saul was also a comely man. Paul. When you see him, let's make him king. He loves God too because he can, maybe he claps, you know, he does everything spiritually as normal. Amen? But God looks at hearts. When God saw David's heart, God saw a heart that will give in, that doesn't have too many gates. Go ahead, sir.
One thing I noticed was, you know, many times God searched the heart deeper than we even search.
Yes.
Because when Samuel anointed Saul, he was looking for his father's sheep. He was serving his father.
Mm.
And you can check that kind of man and believe that, this man is
perfect. This man is perfect.
He was serving his father.
Yes.
But when God searched deeper in his heart, God was telling Samuel that this man, he will take your children.
Yes.
That the anointing I will put upon him, he will take your children from you.
Mm.
He will take your land from you.
Yes.
He will take your wives from you.
Yeah.
But at the time he was seen, this man was in service.
Yes, he was serving.
Wow.
So it's a Christianity is a heart business. Can we say that Christianity is a what? God is always looking upon your heart.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please, sir.
Mine is just a question, or rather, you just said something, and I just thought of. You said that God searches deeper than we search ourselves. Is it possible that we actually sometimes kind of deceive ourselves?
Yeah, it's true.
That we want to do something, you know, maybe just because we feel like it's just what everyone says Christianity is.
Yeah.
And we want to do something. I mean, when you say you want to do something for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and you don't end up doing it, do you really want to do it? We have to get a point where you have to question that.
Right? Yes.
Yes. There's a point where you have to question it. And
yes. And what that means in that state is that really, you have not been, if you really, really check it, you have not been submitting to what you've been hearing.
Yeah.
Or you have not been hearing the right content for that would empower your soul, your heart, to do God's will.
Yeah,
it's one of two things. It's either the source is not pure, it's not going to be pure enough to strengthen your heart, or your heart has too many gates as against the word that is flowing.
And then you need to keep on searching too, right?
Yes.
Why do you want to do it and not do it?
Yes.
You know why?
Yes.
You have to ask yourself questions.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I'm also speaking from experience too. There are many things that I have the capacity to do now as a result of growth that I wouldn't be able to do a few number of years ago. And there are many things that, remember, there was a few years ago, I read this one scripture. Let's see, 1 John chapter 5. I'll continue the message of chapter 5. When I saw this scripture, I did not believe it then. Now I believe it. You see, James, not believe it. No, because you read it, I'll show you what I mean. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, let's see from verse 1 to 3. 1 John chapter 5.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is Christ is born of God.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous.
That was the word that I have problem with. And his commandments are not what? Grievous. Hey! I said, God, there is no. Tell us the truth. I can confidently say today, this scripture, I don't have any problem with it anymore. I'm comfortable with it. They are not grievous. You know what makes it grievous? Is when they still war, we still have things in our heart. There's still a lot of ups inside our heart. Because the commandments of God by design are against you. I, flesh, me, myself, and I. God specifically designed his will that way. Amen. Because he's a selfless God, so his commandments are for selflessness. Yes. So the challenge in obeying commandments is because somewhere we always see that they are going to take you. They are going to take from you. David will now say, I will not give unto my God that which will cost me nothing. Praise the name of the Lord. So they will only become not grievous when God is your life. All those other things that you call life, you kind of really dealt with them. You've beaten them down in your heart. In terms of priority, God is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then maybe 11 is the other one. Amen. So if I ever have something to do, if God ever comes to me and tells me to do something, and maybe I'm busy with some other things, if God has strengthened your heart enough and you are in that place, you'll be able to do those God's things first. But one thing I've also learned from experience is that you will find that those other things will also become what? Easier. I just found it from experience. That's how, and God put me through it. I know one example was at my school when I went to do my master's and the thing was tight. I was working full time doing my master's and doing the fellowship. And God permitted all those things at the same time because he wanted to teach me something. He wanted to teach me how I can exalt his name and all every other thing shall follow me. Praise the name of the Lord. So he used that to teach me that thing. Amen. So I came to a place where I wasn't really caring too much about the school. But after I fellowshiped with God proper and did everything, I always still find time to take care of school somehow. And I did well. I actually did better than my undergrad for some reason. I don't understand. But what happens is that, do you know what happens is that, let's go into it. Let me please. Can you permit me? Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go into it. Can you permit me? The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, not so. It says, can any of you, by worrying, add one jot to your life? Do you know what God taught me? By when you exalt God, he will deal with fear in your life.
Yes.
Amen? So if you have, like, say, 12 hours in a day, and before you were afraid of school, so in those 12 hours, you only study for 1 hour, because the rest of the 10 hours is anxiety and fear. Amen. How many of you can testify to that? Sometimes when you're writing a paper, it's called procrastination. Because you're afraid of the paper, you will sit there for many hours looking at the paper looking at you. But you'll not be able to complete it because there's anxiety and fear. But what God taught me, when you exalt God, those 6 hours, I may not have 10 hours to study, I may have 6 hours, but those 6 hours, there's nothing called fear in my life. Because I don't even care about the thing anymore. So when I'm studying it, I'm handling like his kids, like it should be handled. You are smaller than me. I just finished reading Bible, and I have revelation from Ephesians chapter 1. Who are you, chemistry? Wow, who are you? You just open scripture, the light is coming. Chemistry now wants to be the one to stop you. So you treat it the way it ought to be treated. You are nothing. You are a small boy. You are a baby. Amen.
Amen.
And I found that as I treated them like they are babies, I became their master. They were not mastering me. Praise the name of the Lord. I wasn't afraid to fail. I was ready to fail that master. I was like, God, you're the one that brought me here. I know, sir, I didn't want to do it. So, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Does that help somebody here?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can I continue?
Yes, sir.
Have I answered your question? Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is somebody blessed in the house today?
Yes.
Are we seeing the word of God in a new light tonight? The word of God is not just something I need to hear to help my life. The word of God is my life. He's my all in all. He made me, oh, he made me. As you are seeing me, he made you. He made me. Yeah? It is my reasonable service to worship him that made me. The least I can do is go and hear what he's saying. That's the least I can do. Go and hear what my maker is saying. The minimum I can do. What happened? I need to know. Everyone is laughing. I need to know what happened. Today. Hallelujah. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you. Amen?
Amen.
So just a reminder, I've established this, we'll be spending time here, that Paul was writing to who? Believers, born again Christians. It means that there is more. There is something that God is expecting from us now that you are a born again believer. Ephesians chapter 1 lays it out very, very clearly. Amen. So he was writing instructions, prayers, the next thing to do now that you are what? Born again. So he was writing to the saints at Ephesus. Very clear. And to the faithful, not just the saints, the faithful in Christ Jesus. So it means they are things. They are things. Christianity is not that I'm born again and let me go and hang out with the world and live the world life. No, Christianity is deeper than that. Christianity is his own world. Christianity is on that. I feel like Christopher Columbus when he first landed in the New America. It's his own domain. His own world. God is a world of himself. The Bible says the Lord is my portion, not the earth. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Bible says in my father's house, there are many mansions. It means that God is a land himself that needs to be explored. He himself is a promised land. Huh? He himself is a what? We are going to
come on.
Now we are saying that song.
Wait,
no. Glory to God. God is a world of himself. Amen. Amen. Not many people pass through that world. The same way, I wonder what Christopher Columbus' brother and sisters would have been saying when they decided to go into a new world. Europe was bubbling. Marketplaces, London, yeah, Paris. Things were happening in Europe. My son, where are you going? Daddy, Christopher Senior, I want to embark on a voyage. I'm going to a land I heard of that's called the New World. Say there must be something. So we have to listen to Yoruba. There must be something wrong with you. You are just leaving all this. See where people are. Things are happening. Amen. He must have taken some kind of faith for him to engage, go on that boat, and engage on the voyage to the new world. Praise the name of the Lord, somebody.
Amen.
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 Amen. He must have been seeing something that the other Europeans were not seeing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I want to ask you, who made the better choice? Those who came to the United States or those who stayed in Europe? The U.S. They are the richest nation on earth. They are the most prosperous nation on earth. I've been to Europe sometimes, I've seen their houses. If you go to the US, go to my sister's house. Hey!
Hey!
And then she's moving to a new one now. And she just sent us the link of the distance. Let's just leave it. They like big teeth there. Everything is bigger in Texas. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. But at the time when those first people were migrating to this new world, who would have been thinking, what's wrong with you? They need to pray for this, my boy. This maybe mental illness that is causing him to want to leave this Europe, this booming city, and go to a forest, a wilderness. Praise the name of the Lord. That is how we are right now. I want you to know that. When we are journeying to God, people are wondering, why is our own too much? Why is it extra? Amen. We are engaging in a new world. We are journeying, trying to explore a new world. We are trying to access a new world. We are trying to go to our Maker. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And how many of us agree with me that that is the purpose of your creation? Do you agree with me? Amen.
Amen.
I'm okay with the children now. Is everybody okay today? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You agree with me? Can I prove it to you too? I know you agree with me, but I want to prove it to you. Amen.
Amen.
That our destiny is to come to God's world. Amen. We were called unto God's what? World. The Bible calls it on bringing many sons into glory. We were called. That was the reason why Jesus came to die for you. So that you can take all the steps that are necessary to come into glory. And remember, Isaiah chapter 60, there is no glory without your light. This is the reason why you need to hear light. Am I speaking to somebody in the house tonight? Is the thing connecting?
Yes.
God only has one glory. So to come into glory, you must follow that path. Arise and what?
Shine.
So there is no shining without
arising.
And there is no arising without your light. That's why I used to check on you. There is no what? Arising without your what?
Light.
So what is the key to glory?
Light.
Have I blessed somebody today?
Yes, sir.
Understanding. Bring it understanding to the simple, not so. What's that scripture? Bring it, his word bringeth understanding. The entrance, thank you, sir. The entrance of his word bringeth understanding to the simple. Amen. This is the reason why we engage in world business. I'm in the business, I'm a businessman of the world. Amen.
Amen.
So that I can end up in destiny. Every single one of us here. Every single one of us here. Your destiny is to end in glory.
Amen.
And how you achieve that is by your light, receiving light, hearing of the word of God. It must be a permanent fixture of your life. Eh? Amen?
Amen?
In science, physics, they have constant and variable, KV, right?
Yes.
The word is my constant. Everything else is a variable. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? There's only one word, but there are many companies that can hire me. There's only one word, but there are many schools that I can go to. Amen.
Amen.
There's only one word, But there are different dimensions and different diversities of classes of cars I can drive. There is only one world, but there are different grades of houses I can live in. You cut your coat according to your size. But there is only one what? So what is the word? Constant. You must make it constant in your life. Make it a what? A constant in your what? In your life. Why again? Because this word is blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This word is what?
Blessing.
Oh, blessing. Wow. We are blessed tonight. Eh? So it means I was talking about blessing tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Let's see blessing. Verse 3, Ephesians chapter 1. Christ, who has blessed us with what?
All
spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Glory to God. So hold that scripture. We're going to juggle things and enter somewhere. It won't take long. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm reading Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. And then one other person in Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 to 3.
Romans 1:16-17.
Are we there? Go ahead.
I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God for salvation.
Really, what you're saying, I'm not ashamed of blessing. Mm-hmm. That's really what you're saying. It, the only time a man will be ashamed of blessing is when the covering cast as with true ignorance make you not understand that what you're handling is blessing. Many of us, we don't know how much blessing you are handling. So we don't appreciate it sometimes. You know, they're just talking. What are they talking there? It's blessing. Blessing. Blessing.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to just be saying her name. Let's see it again. So we said Ephesians chapter 1 was blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Finish this one.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written,
the
just shall live.
So, gospel, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God, meaning the word of God, meaning upholding all things by the word of his power. Are we connecting? I want us to be quick. Connect. Amen. For therein is what? Righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Now, last scripture, Revelation chapter 1, verse 1.
This is a revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants the events that must soon take place. He sent an angel to present this revelation to his servant John, who faithfully reported everything he saw. This is a report of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
So this is the report of what? The word of God.
And the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Well, how did this start? The revelation of Jesus Christ. Who gave it to him? That was blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God, the blessed one, gave him. So God is blessed now. Christ is blessed. And Christ is the storehouse of blessing for who? For us. And how do you now act access because he's in heavenly places in Christ. How do you access it? That was the answer in Romans chapter 1. By revelation of righteousness, the flow of the word. For the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Meaning they are living, they are quick, they are revealed, they are coming from somewhere, and they are coming to you. And what is it? Blessing. So you are blessed.
Amen.
And you can be blessed even the more.
Amen.
Because there are many spiritual blessings. So God is a congregation of blessing. Inside him. Remember when the Bible says when God talks, like the voice of the Almighty, like the voice of tumult, like the voice of many waters. There are many inside him. It's many waters. There are many things in God. It's called all spiritual blessings. Oh, glory to God. Ah, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I love my profession. I love this business, this industry of eternal life. It's the industry of blessing. So when they were talking about the Father, it says every good and every perfect gift coming from the Father, in whom there's no variableness, no shadow of turning. If it is blessed, it is not to give gifts, good and perfect. The good will accepted is perfect. In order to give them. By revelation, by teachings, by blessings, by the utterances of blessings. Whenever God speaks, whoever hears that thing is blessed and receive blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Why tonight? I don't want Satan to cheat any of you again of blessing, including blessing. You were called to be blessed.
Amen.
The enemy will not cheat any of us again of
Amen.
Blessing. How does he cheat us? We don't have an understanding of what we are doing. We don't have to. When you don't have an understanding, you underappreciate value of what you are getting. And God begins to see that in Isaiah 55. Let's see 55, Isaiah. Who can read for us? Just 3 verses is okay. Yes.
Oh, everyone who says, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy?
Okay, thank you. Hold on. So, it means, do you know you spend your money on what you value?
Yes.
So really, is that why do you value that which is nothing?
Okay.
We spend money on nothing. Amen? But God is merciful, yeah. Let me balance us. Amen. But we really spend money on nothing.
What's selling?
God is also trying to address value system.
Yes.
The fact that his own is free doesn't mean that it's not valuable.
Mm.
He did it that way so that the wise of this world are not very interested in it. He wants to hide himself for some people. For some people he doesn't want to see. Well, like Hitler. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you saying this? God is asking the same question I'm just explaining to you. Why do you labor for that which does not satisfy? It means labor more. Worship the Creator more than the creature. Labor more for hearing God than for the other things you labor
for.
Amen.
Amen.
Is it clear?
Yes, sir.
So, blessing. That's the topic for today. Understanding blessing. Appreciating blessing. Valuing blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of us here are know how to drive a car? Right? And some of us I know are just recent drivers. Do you know that once you have that knowledge, then experience of that, you can never forget it?
Yes.
It means that you have been permanently altered also. As long for this in your flesh. Because even at 70, you still know how to drive. Do you see that? So, but if I labor and I have money and I'm able to buy, let's say, Nando's, or I don't know, something, maybe I'm able to buy S-Class Mercedes, right? But eventually, I will need a new S-E, whatever it is. Do you get me? But that knowledge of knowing how to drive that can never fail is there in this flesh. But that car, would you be driving that same car, that same Mercedes when you are 70?
No.
No, but you will still know how to drive. Yeah. But you'll not be driving that same car.
Yeah.
You are eating in Nando's today, there will be another one then. So you mean Nando's may even be closed by then. You see how those things feed, they are nothing. So when you are hearing the knowledge of God, gosh. Knowledge permanently adds and permanently alters you. So every time you are coming to hear the knowledge of God, you are coming to be permanently changed. You cannot be the same as before. Do you know wrong with some things of God? God can maybe heal you. Maybe you have flu and I come and I lay hands on you and you are healed of the flu. But next year, there's a potential that you can get the flu again. In fact, there's potential in your lifetime you may get the flu again. Amen. But if I teach you eternal life, if they teach you life eternal, life eternal, life eternal, amen. The word of life, it changes you permanently. You are forever changed. The gift of God is without repentance. You are forever added up to. Nobody can change it. Do you think I can turn back to the days when I didn't know scripture again?
No.
I can't. Even if I want to make myself, okay, go and die, I'm not doing it again. And let me forget everything I've known. All these things I've been recalled and teaching me, I've been learning. You can't. If it will be haunting you. You know that this is the spirit. If you try to avoid me, if I avoid me, just remember that word I just spoke, Romans chapter 1, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. The thing is there. Like, you may be doing like this, but you see this there. Amen. It means that you have been permanently what? Altered. Are you getting me, brother? You've been added onto. Knowledge adds to you. Adds and cannot be taken away. Are you blessed, somebody? So when you come under ministration of blessing, meaning ministration of the word of righteousness, and begin to be exercised thereby, whoo, you are changing your structure.
Yes.
You are changing your life. They are reconfiguring you and remolding you into somebody that you have never been before. A time may come you not to recognize yourself. There will be barely any James left in James.
Amen.
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 There will be barely any Saidi left in Saidi.
Amen.
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 It's Christ who begins to see inside you.
Amen.
Because ministration of blessing is coming to you. Does anyone have any question before I continue and round up? Glory to God. Is today not awesome? God is blessing us today. Are you seeing what true blessing is? Amen. Now, wait, imagine when somebody, when you leave this world, you drop your flesh and you go to heaven. Do they see those iPhones?
No.
Those cars? Even your, I was a doctor, whatever, engineer, what, do they see all that there? No, what do they see? They see the content of your soul.
Yes.
And the Bible now says there shall be many who shall be ashamed that is coming.
Yes.
They say, hey! So I could have been different. I could have built myself differently. Do you know what the truth is? So actually, this your body sometimes is good. It's hiding some things. Amen. It's hiding. God did it like that. So hide it until so that you can be, so you can grow. You can actually beautify the soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Can I continue?
Yes,
sir. Around the very soon. Can we see Hebrews chapter 5? Glory to God. Verse 11. Paul was admonishing the Hebrew church. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, of whom we have many things to say and have to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. May none of us ever be dull of hearing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And this thing is actually intentional. Let me tell you the truth. It's actually intentional.
Yes.
You can. It's not just something. It's intentional. It's something that you have to intentionally do in your heart and say that. Oh, no matter, even if I'm not liking what they are saying, I will still be hearing light. Because you know, sometimes you may not like it because it's coming against some infirmities in your soul. So just endure it. Amen. Says, for when he ought to time, we ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracle of God, and have become such as have need of meat, and not strong meat. There's an intermediary called meat. So not, you have need of milk. Milk is the beginning, there is meat in the middle. Meat is actually what we minister, which is called the word of righteousness. And then there is strong meat. So Paul was writing to them as though they were men who have been living hearing meat. But he was now admonishing them. I thought by now, you guys have been hearing meat. So the next level should be strong meat. But the way people are behaving, it looks like I now have to go back down to milk again. Amen. May we never get there.
Amen.
So you should be growing. You should be elevating. You should be moving further that one day I'll now be ready for strong meat.
Mm-hmm.
Strong meat was the question that they asked. The doing is strong meat.
Mm-hmm.
Strong meat is when you have agreed that obeying God is no longer grievous.
Yeah.
It will take, you have to have eaten strong meat to get there.
Yeah.
And to get there is to be selfless. The day that I know you have my whole, all my life is free. All my calendar from 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. is free for God. If I have excess time, then I can go do other things.
Amen.
That's the day that you're ready for strong meat. It means that you trust God so much that God will understand what you do in your day-to-day life. Amen. That He will not let your day-to-day life suffer. The reason why is sometimes we don't trust God that way enough. We feel that if we allow God to encroach in our life, it will make me jobless. No, that's not God. It's not that kind of God. You know, there's that fear that you feel that if I give God everything, I'll be in poverty. I'll start suffering. No, God is too merciful for that. I remember there was a time that. Thank you. Just help us with playing. I remember there was a time that I used to. There was a time I had an encounter. I've shared it a lot of time at 4 a.m. in the morning that the Holy Ghost came and gave me prophecies and, you know, and telling me, oh, I'll be to show you mercy, all those things. Praise the name of the Lord. After that encounter, I was not afraid. I was like, ah, so is this how it is? So every 4 a.m. in the morning now, my sleep is finished because of God. Amen. Are you getting me? But do you know how many times God has woken me up at that time? In 6 years, only 3 times. Is that not worth giving the 4 a.m. for? Only 3 times. It's merciful like that. It's because we are afraid somewhere. That if we allow God, He will do every anyhow with your life. But He's merciful. He's selfless. He cares for you. He wants you to do well. He says, I wish above all things that mayest prosper, even as your soul has prospered. So when your soul is prospering, and God is seeing your soul is prospering, God is there. Let's add all other things unto her. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Amen. I've been journeying with God for I don't know how long now, many years. Not one day have I gone begging for bread. Not one day have I been homeless. Not one day have I not had clothes to wear. And I know for every one of us here who I have known for some years, we have been in those same shoes. And we have faced things too. It's not like the life was smooth. It's not like all those years I'm talking about, everything was just dandy. I know some of us. I know what we have been through. Amen. But yet, despite all that we have been through, despite the years of what we say this and that, what has happened? Have you ever one day not had food to eat? Have you ever one day not had clothes to wear? No, never. My God will never let it happen. The Bible says that your angels before behold the face of the Father every day. I don't know if you get that. Your angel behold the face of the Father every day. Jesus said, He says, this little one, do you not know that the angels of this little one behold the face of my Father every day? So every day, angel that is over Saidi has to go and answer to the Father. And Saidi, is it today? You say yes. And Saidi, we clothed today? You say yes. And the Father will say yes. Good, my son, my little son is okay. I need to deal with fears. Some of these fears, those are the things that are the hindrances to our moving further with God. Is some of these things that we are afraid of. Praise the name of the Lord. Fear. Fear. The Bible says, for perfect love, cast out fear. When you are in love with Christ, and you love God perfectly, and you are ready to go the whole distance with Him, fears will begin to drop. May fears be dealt with tonight.
Amen.
Can we begin to pray? Kali Abraha Setebelias. Alabraha Setebelis. Ka Ikalas Elete 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 Alabraha Tasiha. Ali Abraha Setebelias. Mahiste. Brahadis, Brahadas, Brahades, Brahadish, Brahadas, Brahades, Brahadas.
You dwells between the cherubim, shine forth. You dwells between.